That is Hashem la'olam samid. Hashem's counsel will prevail forever. The Alshech HaKadosh says this isn't just talking about our own private lives, but rather that which Hashem is waiting, so to speak, to send the Geula. That every single day we want Mashiach to come, we daven for Mashiach to come, and he's still not here. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And we've been waiting for thousands of years. That's for our benefit. We might not realize it immediately. But the Alshech HaKadosh says, of course, we have to carry on waiting, carry on yearning, carry on hoping. He hasn't given up on us. Rather, the reason why it's taking so long is because Hashem wants to be mesaken to fix up every single generation. There are gilgulim, neshamas that get recycled from generation to generation. And therefore, he has to wait for everything to happen, for every neshama to reach its tikkun, to have reached perfection before the geula can come. No Jew will be left behind. Literally, thoughts of his hearts for every generation. That Hashem computes everything with his infinite wisdom, taking every single individual into account when deciding when to bring the Geula. And the Sefer Eretz Tzvi says, when we human beings do something, there's no way we can think about what will happen as a result of our actions. Maybe the next stage along, you can see kind of what will happen the next stage that you do. But certainly, in terms of the long game, the long-term effects, it's not possible. You set a process in motion, you can never know really what's going to happen. However, when Hashem does something, it's done with infinite precision, with a cheshbon meduktak for all generations. He's aware of A will lead to B, C, D, E, F, G, the whole way through. Hundreds of years, thousands of years, and everything is going to come as a result of the chain reaction that Hashem puts in place. That's la'olam samid, machshavos libo l'dor v'dor. Everything that Hashem does is that ultimately to bring this cheshbon yichud, that he will be revealed in the world. Everything's leading to that. We can't necessarily see the details. We can't even see how one thing leads to another. But in his greatness and his goodness, all of it is part of one massive plan. That's Atzat Hashem la'olam samid. And therefore, when we say this pasuk, and Rav Dushinsky says this, we can have in mind, Kol mada avid rachmana latav avid, everything that Hashem does is for the good. And if we can't see it, even if we don't understand it, even if things look bad right now, they appear to be evil. Ultimately, it's part of a process that's leading to the ultimate good, which retrospectively makes this good too. It's all emanating from Hashem. In Ra Yorid Min Hashem, there's no bad that comes from Hashem. That's what we mean by infinite wisdom. You can't just look at a part of the picture and think, oh, I understand everything. It will only be when we look back with the perspective of all of history behind us, we'll be able to see Hashem's plan and see how everything was winding its way, bringing the world to its ultimate tikkun and the ultimate geula. Atzas Hashem le'olam tamid, machshavos libo l'dor v'dor, every generation, the ups and the downs is leading to that.